poll, plurality said Supreme Court's ideological makeup is just about right prior to RBG's death. By Hannah Blow on September 28, 2020. A plurality of Americans believe the Supreme Court's ideological makeup is about right. A Gallup poll conducted prior to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death revealed. Progressives have launched a series of attacks on Judge Amy Coney Barrett, whom President Trump formally nominated to replace Ginsburg. From her faith to originalist view of the Constitution, Democrats fear her addition could give conservatives, at best, a 5-4 majority, given Chief Justice John Roberts' history of siding with the left on issues regarding Obamacare. At worst, they could be facing a 6-3 majority, a solidly right-leaning court. According to Gallup, which conducted the survey prior to Ginsburg's death, a plurality of Americans believed the court was, at the time of the survey, well-balanced. Gallup asked respondents, in general, do you think the current Supreme Court is too liberal, too conservative or just about right? 42% of national adults said the court was about right, followed by 32% who said it was too conservative and 23% who said it was too liberal. Similarly, a plurality of Republicans, 48%, said the court was well-balanced, although 44% chose too liberal, and 3% said too conservative. A majority, or 58%, of Democrats considered the high court too conservative, and 28% believed it was about right. Independents did not veer far from the national view. Like Republicans, 48% said the court was well-balanced. Nearly one-third, or 32%, said it was too conservative, and 16% believed it was too liberal. The survey, taken August 31 to September 13 among 1,019 adults, has a margin of error of +4%. Over time, Americans have shifted between being more likely to say the Supreme Court is too conservative and more likely to say it is too liberal. Though, all the while, they have consistently been most likely to say the court's makeup is about right, Gallup reported. Barrett's confirmation hearings will likely begin October 12 and could reach the Senate floor by October 26, according to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC.